This is episode 2 of Murmurs on Merseyside. We just want to give a bit of a brief about the transfer deadline day. I've got Bretta here. This is, again, Jimmer. So the way that we're going to run this is we've got the outs for Everton and then the potential ins. So starting off with the outs, obviously the first one to come to everyone's mind and who's been in the news is Marouane Fellaini. First question, where's he going?
Yeah, so I think that's the, I guess, the worst kept secret in the world at the moment. It looks like he's going to join David Moyes at Manchester United. A little bit more complicated than that, actually, and I bet some Man United supporters would have got a little bit scared at one point in the last 5 or 6 hours with the rumours of Fellaini being included in a deal for Gareth Barry and Lescott, and that they'd moved Javi Garcia, or they were looking to move him to Atletico Madrid, and they might have joined in the Fellaini race. I know that for us, that would have been great if true. We don't know, but with the signs looking like it's agreed with Man United, that could have been a little bit of a rumour. As we know, there's some ridiculous ones that go around on the last day of the window. It would have definitely pushed the price up a fair bit, and it would have been handy to have someone else gunning for him. But it looks like he's off to Man United for a figure somewhere between 24 and 28 million.
Yeah, well, you've just answered my next question, was how much. So we're talking 24 to 28 million. I think the longer this draws out, especially with Manchester United losing to Liverpool overnight, well, yesterday anyway, that just puts more pressure on Moyes and Manchester United. And I think there's no signs that the players are really unsettled. There has been reports that Fellaini had an agreement with Martinez that was going to be his last game for Everton, but I'm not sure how much substance is to that rumour. It looks like we're going to hold out for a big fee, and especially with Mart following James McCarthy, I think a deal will definitely be done there. So the next question I've got for you is yes or no. Do you think that's a good move for Everton for Fellaini to leave, or no, you think it's better to hold on to him?
Yeah, it's my opinion's probably going to be different to a lot of Evertonians, but same as a lot of them as well. A bit of a mixed bag when it comes to Marouane Fellaini. You don't know what you're going to get. He's good games sometimes, he's unplayable. And other games, and you see him run around the cup games like he doesn't want to be there. I think a lot of reports, I think he's probably unfairly criticised in that. I think it's just his nature, he's fairly laconic. On his day, he's just an amazing player. But as we touched on the other day in our first episode, if we're going to play him as a defensive midfielder, to get 24 to 28 million to play with, you can replace him with someone like, looks like we might replace him with James McCarthy, who's Martinez is an unabashed fan of him, and he's a 22-year-old central midfielder, can play that defensive role, can pick a pass probably a little bit better than Fellaini. So for Martinez's game plan, to get McCarthy, who knows the game plan back the front, he's played it for 4 years, he's excelled under that game plan, and to get that much needed extra money in, I'm going to say yes, it's a good move for Everton. I'm going to say that you get a defensive midfielder with 3 years, 3 years Fellaini's junior, tip for big things. He has been compared to, and you can laugh it off all you want, but people say he's the closest thing to Roy Keane since Roy Keane himself. So, Roy Keane is a once in a generation player, and if he could be half as good as him, I say we get a really good deal. It looks like if we can get someone in to replace him for that kind of money and give us, Kenwright gives Martinez 10 to 15 million to play with to bring in either one or two additions, quality additions, then I think it's a good move. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm of the same opinion. I think definitely yes. You're looking at potentially $28 million for a defensive midfielder. I mean, that's a lot of money to be held up in one position, especially a defensive role in a team that is moving to a more attacking game style under Martinez. I think he can do a lot more with that money than potentially what even Moyes could have done, bringing in a few creative players, young creative players, much in the same ilk of what Tottenham have kind of done over the years, brought in good quality players, but with age on their side. So I think you need to build a side around the Ross Barkleys and the Seamus Colemans and kind of have them all evolve together. I think that's where we're going to get, you know, that potential Champions League spot. I don't think that you need to bring in, you know, proven quality of, you know, the 28-year-olds who only have a few years left, because then the development of the other players aren't going to line up in that window.
I think as well, when you talk about building a side around Barkley, I mean, we've talked about it. We've said that this is our next generation. He's our great white hope. I guess we're all just hoping he becomes the next big thing. And our next goal has to be to get in players that are going to mature around the same age that he is and are going to be around for a long time, and we can hopefully build some sustained success. And that's what it's about. It's not about having 2 good years and then ended up bankrupt. And I think that's what supporters lose sight of. Obviously, you know, Ken Wright, we're a bit of the opinion as everyone else, you know, we don't think he does us any favours, but you don't know unless you're on the inside. And it looks like, righto, we know the situation, we don't have a lot of money. Our best bet is to get in young players that have got a lot of upside, and at least if they don't work out in 3 or 4 years, they're either going to be able to be sold on for the same price we got them or have resale value. And that's huge. We need resale value at a club like Everton because we don't just have the money to waste. And I think that, I think that's a big thing that you touch on there with Barkley, is we need to build this side around him, Coleman. I think as well with the fact that you have to have the homegrown player rule and have a certain amount of homegrown players in your squad, to get really top-end homegrown players just really helps you out when you're looking to top off your squad later on in future years. Because if your core players are all homegrown and British players, you look at McCarthy, Barkley, Coleman, these guys that qualify for that homegrown rule, you can get the cheap players from Europe to build around them. And I guess for that future success, it really helps us out and puts us in a really good bargaining position. Especially, we know the values of British players goes through the roof because of that rule. And we saw Rodwell, even though a lot of us thought at one stage he could have been sold for 20, 25 million, I think to get 15 million or 12 to 15 million when we did sell him was a lot more than anyone expected at that time, seeing he was injured all the time and he was only playing on our bench when he was fit. So, you know, if you can get in these players early, then at least if worse comes to worse and you eventually have to sell them, it's going to be another saga where we've bought him for next to nothing. Or in McCarthy's case, yeah, we might splurge a little bit and get him for 10 to 15 million, but within 3 or 4 years it could be worth 30-35 million. So I think that's the course we've got to take, and I think it's really important, as you say, to build that side around Barkley. Just another thing to touch on as well, if we do say dollars, we do mean pounds. It's obviously being down under, we tend to use our terms, so it's not Australian dollars that we're talking about, but we are talking pounds when we say dollars. And is that all you have to say about the Fellaini situation?
Yeah, I think you've summed that up pretty well. That probably takes us perfectly into the next bloke that we want to talk about. You've probably already got a bit of a view on that just by listening to that. We've got Leighton Baines. Where and how much?
So, yeah, I guess like we touched on Fellaini, I guess My thoughts on this are different to, I reckon, what Martinez is thinking. I think that I'm of the belief that he's 28. Yes, he's a club legend, but it's not like we're shipping him off somewhere. We're giving him an opportunity to play at Man United, and I think that would look, you know, he'd be able to look back favourably at us as a club for not holding him back. I think if we're ever going to let him go, now's the time. I don't think he's going to have the same value next year. 28, it's pretty old in terms of transfer fees. You don't generally get big fees for those kind of players. You look at Van Persie, who in his prime be worth 50 to 60 mil Going for 29 was huge for a 29-year-old. But he's, once again, another once-in-a-generation player. He's real quality, and you just don't pay the kind of fees that, again, talked about for a left-back. So if we could ship him off, if Man U stump up the cash and meet our 18 million evaluation, I'd even settle for 15 million. I think, as much as I love him, as much as I think he's been a great servant of our football club, and I think he'll overtake Ashley Cole at the next World Cup and he'll be England's left back, I think now's the time, if we're ever going to do it, get rid of him. But I do think, as I said, Martinez's thinking is a little bit different. I think Martinez has come into the side. It's a new side. He has to have the fans on side, and I think he knows how much we love Baines. So I think he's really fighting hard for him more than Fellaini. I think he understands that the fans were resigned to losing Fellaini because of that release clause, whereas Baines, I feel like if he lets Baines go, he feels like he's let us down. I don't know how the rest of you fans are thinking, but I know for one, I can see the positives in it, and I think that's what you got to do as an Everton fan. Like, we've sold our best players before, but the club's bigger than the player, and we always seem to strengthen, and we end up better off. And I think if you can sell, if you can get 15 to 18 million for Baines and 24 to 28 for Fellaini, it's a lot of money to reinvest in the squad. And if you can replace a left back, you know, I guess a player like Leighton Baines is irreplaceable, but if you can get in some of the people that are talked about replacing him, then you've got, once again, you've got that extra money to invest in the squad and bring in more quality. And for a left back, you don't really need to spend that much money on a left back, and you can use it in more important areas like up front, which we're dearly in need of at the moment, it looks like.
Yeah, I'm of much the same opinion again. I think he's 28 years old. It doesn't really fit with some of our more up-and-coming players. I do think that he is that safety blanket, as we spoke about yesterday. Although he does create chances to a certain extent, I don't think that he will create the chances that we're looking for under Martinez. It's more the cross-in, the easy chances. I don't think that he'll contribute to those, you know, ticky-tacky type of plays and really be one to play that incisive ball into the box for a striker or something like that. It's more, you know, he's just going to fall back into what's made him a great player, and what we've loved him for in the past is to break away down that left side and put that ball into the box. But I just don't think that that's something that we're looking for anymore. And I'd personally, it's a lot of money for a left back who, you know, probably doesn't have that many of his good years left in front of him. I think we should cash him while we can now and basically give Martinez a clean slate and a base to build on with a fair bit of cash. Fellaini, I think you also couple it with the Fellaini deal. And, you know, if you offload Fellaini, yes, you do get potentially 23 to 28 million, which is a lot of money to do something with. But I kind of feel if you're going to sell him there and get that kind of cash, if you sell Baines along with that, you can basically afford a complete overhaul of the Everton squad. And that's, I think that's something that Martinez will be best suited for. And that's the kind of thing that we need to get those top four positions. I don't think that if you replace Fellaini, bank, you know, 12 or 15 million, you potentially bring in another world-class player. I don't think that that's going to get you that top four position. It's more if you can cash in on both of them, you overhaul the side and you bring in a lot of young world-class players who potentially could be the next generation of stars, that's when we're going to start to see top four positions. So, yeah, that's my opinion of it. So I think that it would be good to sell Baines. You think you're of the same opinion, you kind of would like to cash in while we can?
Yeah, I think as well, another point that when you're saying to sell both of them, I think another thing that Everton will think about once, if they do decide to sell him, you know, it's amazing we're both in agreement, because we're probably two of the only Everton supporters in the world right now thinking that way. But you have to think long term, and I think one of our strengths is we've got half the England under 21 side in Everton colours at the moment. You look at Stones, Lundstrom, Garbutt, Barkley, like these players that the next generation. You bring in a McCarthy, you've got a Coleman. They're all young. They're all coming through at the same time. You need to align all the ages and get quality around that age group so that they can all come through together. But yeah, the thing I want to touch on, when you say about selling them to the same place, another thing we've got to think about is, you know, be smart about it. If we are going to sell them both, sell them in a double deal. Now, people might not realise why Manchester have gone for that, I guess, buying them together, thinking, oh, well, no, we only want to sell one. The reason they're doing that is because Moyes knows that Fellaini has the sell-on clause or the sell-on fee that we need to give back to Standard Liège. We need to give them, I think it's 15 or 20% of any profit made on it. So if they bid together, you can take a couple of million off Fellaini's price tag. Obviously nothing ridiculous because then it looks sus, but if you can take 3 or 4 million off and add it to Baines's price tag in the double deal, then you don't have to pay as much and it's more money for Everton. So I think that's the reason they've gone down that track. And if they do it that way, and if they both go, I think you'll see it reported as a double deal.
All right, so the next question I've got for you is, Fellaini, you want him to go? Do you think that he will go?
Fellaini, look, no, for this year, no, I don't want him to go. But I think, yeah, I do think it's a good idea in the long term. The fact that if his attitude was he wanted to stay or he was happy to stay, then I'd be more than happy to keep him, and I think we should. But it's the fact that he's stated in the past many times when he's on international duty that he's looking to play Champions League, and he sees Everton as a stepping stone. And, you know, if now's the time, before when his value's at his peak, he's going to play a year at defensive midfielder. That's only going to hurt his value. He's not going to score the goals he scored last year. I say yes, sell him, and yes, he's practically gone.
Will Baines go?
That one I'm a little bit apprehensive. I really think that Martinez wants to hang on to him. I think he feels that if he sells him, he's letting the fans down. I think Kenwright feels the same. I think when they mentioned it in the press conference really early on, early days in when Martinez started, it was Fellaini has a release clause, so we're basically powerless to keep him, but I've told David Moyes not to come back for Bainesy. So I think the Baines transfer will definitely show, put it this way, if Baines goes, it'll be for a big fee for a 28-year-old left-back. I think long-term, if we're ever going to cash in on him, it's now. So it's either now or never. So I'm happy to keep him, really happy to keep him, actually. But if we are going to sell down the line at some stage and we're only convincing him to hang around for another year or another 2 years, then I say sell him now. Will he go? At this stage, I'm saying no, but I'm really on the fence there.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. I think I'm leaning more towards no, he won't go, than he will go. I reckon that one's all up in the air. I agree with you. I think they will have to come hard for Baines. And if he does go, I think we'll get the price for him.
Yeah, and I think if they do stump up the cash, we get anything around 18 million, I think he's as good as gone.
Yeah. All right, the next two we'll brush over quickly. I've got Victor Anichebe. Where and how much?
Yeah, so the rumours were Hull City a couple of days ago, but that they were trying to come up with the funds. They wanted him on loan. We weren't prepared to loan. They were trying to get together a fee, the money for a transfer fee. Today there's been rumours of, early today there's been rumours of a bid rejected from West Brom. So I reckon there's something in that, because fair enough if there's one club coming in or reported to come in, that happens all the time. But the fact that there's a second club now involved, West Brom have come in with a £3.5 million bid, makes me think that his agent's out there saying that he's available if we can get the fee. Obviously, we've brought Kone in, and it looks like at the moment we're playing Kone and Jelovic. They're our number one and two. And I think we've got that fullback. We can always play Morales up top as well. So we've got options, and then you've got Valios as well, who's shown that he definitely can do a job as a substitute in the Premier League if it gets down to that. I reckon there's something in that. Watch this space. I think maybe if someone can come up with the deal, which I believe our asking price is 5 million from what reports are. So anything close to that, you know, I think you'd want a little bit more than that, but maybe I'm just hopeful as an Everton supporter. But I definitely think there's something in that. I think he could be on his way if someone stumps up the cash. I think I think we could say goodbye to Big Vic.
You happy for him to leave?
I think he made massive improvements last year, but I still think he's never going to be good enough to lead the line for where we want to be. He's never going to be able to be a striker for a top four club, and that's where we should be looking to be eventually. So I'm going to say, after probably his best season with us, I say, once again, cash in while he's got some currency. He's young, he's pacey, he's strong, but at the end of the day, he just doesn't score enough goals for me, and I think that where we're going, if, and like I said to you earlier off the show, I said if he is going to go, and it means we're getting rid of him to bring in another striker or another attacker, then I'd say definitely. I'd be reluctant to let him go if we're not focusing on bringing in another striker for him. What about yourself?
I kind of agree. I'm not too fussed either way, really, with Victor. I'm not a huge fan of him. I just, same thing, you know, we're looking for a world-class striker or top four striker eventually. I just can't see that he's ever going to be there. I mean, I might be speaking too early. He's very young, but just from what I've seen, I'm not a huge rap for him. I think we've got Jalovic and Kone. Like this year, I can't see him even getting a gig. You know, he's just going to waste away on the bench, and before you know it, he'll end up being a free transfer somewhere and we'll get nothing for him. So I'm not fussed whether he stays or whether he goes. I think if we can get money for him now, you may as well cash in because his currency is going to go down from sitting on the bench every game for the whole season.
The other thing, you mentioned the bench, and he wasn't even on the bench for our last game. Now, Martinez said it was an ankle injury, but I've just got a funny feeling. Just the way with the reports going, I think his agent's out there. I think he's been told that if we get the fee, he's on his way. He's been told to search for, if he wants first team football, to look elsewhere. He didn't play in our League Cup game. Watch this space. This one could be a bolter on the final day.
All right, so the next one is Cisco Jr., one of our under-21s. Where's he going and how much?
Yeah, so off to Vitesse Arnhem in the Dutch Eredivisie. So I think it'll be good for him. It's not a cash sum. It's a loan deal, which means, you know, we're definitely still, whether it's a loan with an option to buy, I'm sure that'll come out in the next few hours. But if it is just a loan deal, good for Everton. If it's a loan to buy, I don't know how I sit there. It would show that we don't think that he can cut it in the Premier League. And I think the biggest knock on him is the fact that he is so small. You know, he's a tiny, tiny, tiny man. And I think he showed in the brief time we did see him against Leeds United in the Cup last year, you know, he made a couple of mistakes and I guess he was the scapegoat for our loss and our exit. Moyes never gave him a chance, even on the bench after that. So I guess he was would have been rapt to see Martinez come in and get a new start. But good for Francisco Junior. Really a nothing story for Everton. If he's on loan to get some experience, then we rate him. Well, that's great. We've got, looks like, getting in some centre midfielders so that we won't need him even in emergency. And if it's loan with a bid to buy, well, hey, if we don't rate him and we have a chance to get a million or a couple of million for him, then that's great. But if it is that, it's a real shame because he was highly rated. No one knows, he was in Benfica's much-talked-about youth system that's produced so many great players. He then was snaffled over by Manchester City into their youth setup. They like to buy the best players of other people's youth setup, so they look like they're their own. Then we actually got him in a loophole where his contract was running out, and they were yet to offer him a new one. And for 2 weeks, he was actually a free agent, which they weren't aware of. They kind of lost track, and we swooped in and got him.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think there's only positives there for Cisco and Everton. So, I mean, if he goes there and gets some experience, and that's what I'd be more worried about with him moving. I think it's a good league. It's going to give him, you know, a bit of experience and, you know, develop him a bit more than what maybe might happen, you know, playing in the youth team at Everton. Yeah, so only positives to come out of that. Again, I agree with you there that it's a bit of a nothing kind of story there. So that deal's done, is it?
Yeah, that one's done. We just don't know whether it's a loan with an option to buy or just a loan and only 12 months and he'll be coming back.
All right, so moving on, we'll go to the ins, and this is where there's a long list in front of me of all the new stories that have come out over the last 24 hours. So we'll just touch on each one quickly. We won't go into too much depth. We'll follow the same kind of structure, as where they're coming from, how much, yes or no. And then that'll basically be it. So the ins, first one I've got is Gareth Barry. Where and how much?
Yeah. So from Manchester City, obviously been a big part of that side for the last 3 years since his transfer at the end of 2009 from Aston Villa. Big part of the England setup as well. The knock on him obviously is he's 32. They've brought other players to come through his position with the purchase of Fernandinho, the return to fitness of Jack Rodwell, and also the purchase last season of Javi Garcia. I would say, so looking to come in on a 12-month loan, but there is some talk that Manchester City are holding out for a million or a couple of million for us to actually purchase him outright, only because it's the last year of his contract. So technically, if we do take him 12 months on loan, he can then sign for us or anyone else he wants on a free at the end of the year.
So yes or no, you're pretty happy with that move?
Yes, definitely. It means Osman. Moving out of the starting 11 or only be used in an attacking role. I just think he's too much of a liability defensively. He's quite small. He hasn't got the presence in midfield that you need in the Premier League and to be a really powerful sign in the Premier League. I know you only have to look, and it still makes me feel sick from last year when we played West Brom at West Brom, and Jakob and Malumbu just absolutely smashed us in the centre of midfield. And from then on, I think most supporters would agree, central midfield's been a real issue for us. Gibson's a great player, Fellaini's a great player, but Gibson can't stay fit. And to have Osman as our only backup, I guess, and Phil Neville last year, it was really hard to take. So good to see Martinez has the same idea as us, looking to bring in Barry on a loan. Also, there's looks like we might get McCarthy as well, or any Fellaini replacement will be an addition to Barry. So Barry's there as that cover for if Gibson is injured or to rival Gibson. And yes, he's still a very good player. 32, I'll remind you that's 3 years younger than Lampard. It's 2 years younger than Steven Gerrard. They're still doing it. They're England internationals. He's the same. Different player. He's a defensive player, so obviously he doesn't get the same accolades. But I think it's always good to value a transfer or a deal by how the opposition supporters take it or how the club that are letting him go, their supporters feel about it. And a lot of Man City supporters are gutted. They think he should be still involved in the first team. They say he does all their dirty work that goes unnoticed and allows their creative players to be so good. So, I'm really excited about this one, and I think it's a no-brainer for the fact that we can get him his quality for a loan for 12 months.
Yeah, I say yes. Yes, 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 yes. I think we need him. We need him to get Osman out of that midfield role. I think he's a huge liability in that position, and he can cover the bench, which is probably what he's going to be suited to going forward. You've got Gibbo, who we all love, but just can't get on the park. So I think we definitely need someone there to cover that. And then you're potentially looking at Fellaini leaving, which is a done deal. If we definitely 100% need him. If Fellaini goes, he's crucial. You need him. Nothing but positives. You're going to get him on a loan. potential to buy later. I think you couldn't argue that that's not a positive for Everton. So I think that definitely has to happen, and I'll be absolutely pumped with that. So the next one we've got is James McCarthy. Where's he from, and how much?
Yeah, so James McCarthy, Ireland's great white hope, in much the same that we see, or a lot of English people see Barkley as their great white hope, and we see him as Everton's great white hope. Really, a lot of talk about him early in his career as a young boy. Currently at Wigan, played under Roberto Martinez for the last 4 years. Martinez brought him over from Scotland. He's actually born in Scotland, just for everyone who doesn't know, but he is an Irish international. He agreed to play for them. Apparently it was his grandfather's dying wish for him to actually choose Ireland over Scotland to where he plays international football. Made his debut in the Scottish Premier League at age 16, so it just shows how long he's been playing top class football. Martinez obviously rates him. He's central midfielder, can play on the defence, can pick a pass as well. He's developing his creative side. Sometimes he's amazing on the attack. Other times he can make a few mistakes. I think with Barkley in front of him, it'll take a bit of pressure off him. And having Barry with him to do that dirty work allows him to be a bit more creative. I think it's a no-brainer. I think it's really, really good signing, only because, you know, people talk about the fee, which looks like Wigan were holding out for about 15 million. We came in with 10 million as our first offer, well, 7 million and 3 million of add-ons, so going up to the value of 10 million. It now looks like we're going to agree on depending on which reports you see, going to agree on a fee of £12.5 million, and it'll just be a discussion now as to how it's paid. We're going to want most of that up front. So they can offer a little bit of money for Jordan Rhodes, if you believe rumours. And we're wanting to do that in instalments. But a lot of people I see on the forums and Twitter crying about the amount of money we're about to spend on him. He's a new manager. We have to trust Roberto in this. If he believes that he's worth, you know, 15, 14, 13 million, then we just have to back him and say, yep, go and get your man. And I have full faith that we'll be smiling in a couple of years, or even, you know, in 6 months' time after seeing him in our system. I think he can really make his play. I think our tempo is another thing that's struggling in midfield, and that's what he did for Wigan. He keeps the passes going. He keeps it moving forward. He keeps it moving quickly. A lot of one-touch passes and really keeps the team ticking. So, yeah, be a really good replacement for Fellaini, especially in the system that Fellaini probably doesn't suit. And to have him and Barry, as well as Gibson, as our options through those two holding midfielder positions, I think it'd be a really good signing. What about yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I'm of the same opinion. The kid is a gun. Let's not bandy about. The kid is a gun. Fair enough, we are going to have to pay for him, but that's just the price that you have to pay for potential. I think it's going to end up being a fraction of his true value if he keeps developing in the same vein that he has been at Wigan. And as you said, Martinez is going to know better than anyone what the kid's capable of, and if he believes that he's worth that amount of money, I put my trust in him, because he'll know firsthand. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm hoping that this goes through, and I can't wait to see him chuck on an Everton jumper. So, yes, you think it will go through, or no? It's looking a bit shaky.
I think it's as good as through. I think it's 98% there, and it's just a discussion about how the fee's going to be paid.
Yeah, I think it's going to go hand in hand with the Fellaini deal. They'll be selling Fellaini at the same time while they're buying McCarthy. I think as soon as one signs paper, the other one's going to sign paper straight after.
It's interesting you say that, because just looking at our Twitter feed at the moment, and Stan Collymore's just who everyone knows, a Liverpool legend, who's quite in the know with these kind of things. He's reporting that Everton are looking to line up all their ducks in a row, get all their players in, and play chicken with Man United to the last couple of hours regarding a fee for Fellaini and Baines and or. So that we're looking to get Barry and McCarthy in first and then threaten to pull out of the deal with Manchester United to try and get that extra couple of million on top, which I think is a great move, because if we can get those blokes in and then, hey, if we do decide to not sell, then we're stronger for it. But I think we will eventually sell. But anything that we can do to squeeze that extra couple of million, we really need to force Man United into a panic buy and any, you know, that fee, if we can get it up over or up around the 30 million mark, it's just going to be a lot better for us.
All right, so the next one I've got here is Bruno Martins Indy. Where's he from and how much?
Yeah, so from Feyenoord. Really highly rated central defender. Can play at left back. He's left-footed, very much in the mould of a Sylvain Distin. 21 years of age. Immense for a Holland's under-21 side for the last 2 or 3 years. Has been given now his full debut as a Holland international at senior level. Hasn't looked out of place. As I said, can play on as a left back if need be. He's very quick, very strong. Loads and loads of potential. Can get forward and score at corners. Does it quite regularly. Obviously, their Devesi is different to the Premier League, but stacks and stacks of potential. I'd be really, really happy if this one went through. I think what people look at is, we're covered in defence. We've got Jagielka, we've got Distin, we've got Huizenga, we've got Alcaraz, we've got Stones, we've got Duffy. I'm going to put it to you straight. Distin's 35. He hasn't got long left. He's got, at best, you know, 1 or 2 years. But even with a second year on top of this, another year on top of this, he's not going to be able to play every game. He's not going to be at the peak of his powers for much longer. Jagielka, yes, 30 years of age, but I think this new game plan, we're going to need other options as well, because he doesn't seem comfortable and we need to back ourselves up in case it doesn't work. Obviously, he'll be given the time and he's a great player and he's our captain. But once again, he's on the wrong side of 30 now and you need to start bringing in these guys. I honestly think that Stones will be his replacement. I think that if Martins Indy is legit, if this story is legit, he is Distin's long-term replacement. He just screams Distin with everything he does. He has the potential to be a lot better player, and you get that right foot, left foot partnership that everyone likes with their centre backs, with Martins, Indy, and Stones. And I think they could be an amazing combination for the next 10 years at Everton. Looking like could be up around 10 million, or they've said 11 million euros, so it could be around £8 million. People, I tell you, if you haven't seen this kid play, well worth it, and then more. If you can get him for that, even if we have to sell him in a few years to a bigger club, we'll be getting more than double that. So, would be really, really happy with this one.
All right, next one I've got is Jolyon Lescott. Where's he from and how much?
Yeah, so from City. Obviously, all the Everton supporters remember him from his last spell with us, I guess, where he made his name. Brought him out of the Championship and played him into really good form and ended up getting a really good transfer fee for him, around £29 million, which for a defender at the time was just crazy, but that was the type of financial power that Man City had when they first came into money, and they were just throwing it everywhere they could to get their men. From Man City, and for next to nothing, it looks like it'll be quite a small fee if we do take him. I don't think it sends the right message. Bringing back a player that clearly didn't want to be here, huffed and puffed until we basically let him go, refused to play when the speculation was going on, just really, really poor attitude, which is a shame because him and Jagielka were such a good partnership and they were the best defensive partnership in the league at the time. The stats will tell you that. He also got forward and scored a lot, but I just think, once again, wrong age. Wrong age range. We've got that age range covered. We've got a lot of centre backs, again, people will say we've got a lot of centre backs. I tell you now, I think Shane Duffy's time's up as well. I don't think we can count him as an option, and Huizenga will be gone after this year as well. So if we are looking to get in another centre back, if it was the choice between a Lescott type and a Martins Indy, I think Martin's Indy is the right way to go. We should be going for those young types or not at all. So, yeah, I really, really wouldn't like the message it shows to bring in Lescott back into the group.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think Martin's Indy, definitely a yes. Lescott, absolutely not interested. Jog on. Next one I've got is Lingard. Where's he from and how much?
Yeah, so Jesse Lingard, youngster playing for Manchester United, rose to fame, I guess, over the pre-season in scoring 4 goals in their 4 pre-season games. I think everyone stood up and took notice. This kid's got some talent. He can go somewhere. He can go places. Whether this one will come to fruition or if it's just rumour. The rumour is now that the only reason he... Well, there's talk... Obviously, I'll tell you why. There was talk of him coming in on 12-month loan to do with any Fellaini and Baines deal. Since then, the rumour has come out in a bit more detail that it's actually Wilfred Zaha that we want, and that if we can't get Wilfred Zaha, they're willing to give up Jesse Lingard on loan as part of any Fellaini and Baines deal. So... that's the background with Lingard. I would say no, but only because I just feel like he's not going to get the opportunity here that you'd want. And if you're only going to get him on loan, I really don't want it. If he's not going to have a massive impact on the first team, I don't want to be developing Man United's talent for Moyes.
Yeah, I mean, I'd agree with that. I think my first kind of reaction to Lingard would be yes, definitely. Definitely going to be something. But then again, we get him for a year. You know, he's not right at that point yet where he's going to change the world. And after this year's up, they'll just take him back and then what? So we basically waste a year putting effort into one of Manchester United's players. On the other hand, Zaha, I think, definitely has that X factor that could make a difference in the first team. I think that kid is definitely going to be something. And if that came up on the transfer table, I think I'd be absolutely frothing at the mouth to get hold of Zaha.
Yes, that's the big one, isn't it? In the last 24 hours, we've heard really strong reports that it's actually Zaha is the one that we want on loan to do with any deal with Man United. I know that when I told you that, you were basically frothing at the mouth, and when you read that, you were... pretty ecstatic. I would be as well. That's the kind of loan signing that you want to get out of the deal. Someone that can make an impact on your first team this year. And I tell you what, he would make an impact. He makes things happen. He's prone to mistakes, but I tell you what, he does more good than bad. And he'd definitely give us that that spark in the final third. If you're looking at someone to run at defences and cause problems, oh, he makes defenders nervous. Wilfred Zaha, he's going to be something special. And he's the type that, definitely... if you could get him for a year, it'd be worth it. You know, you'd cop that. I think he's a lot different to getting a Jesse Lingard. So I say, yeah, wasting your time with Jesse Lingard, Everton. But yeah, if you can get Zaha for a year, by all means, go for it.
All right, so the next one I've got on the list is Carlos Vela. Where from and how much?
Yeah, Carlos Vela, the ex-Arsenal player, ex-Arsenal striker, got him through their youth setup, gone to Real Sociedad and the things he's been doing there. Arsenal wished they'd probably never let him go, and why couldn't he do that for Arsenal? Really good player, still 24, still up and coming, Mexican striker, does really well for their national team. I think he scored something like 9 goals in 14 games for their national team. If he could replicate his form in Spain, then yes. And I can see that this one could be a little bit more than a rumour, only because we've seen Martinez's connections in Spain. Real Sociedad, he has definitely had scouts watch them. We thought it was to watch Griezmann. Could have actually been to watch Vela. So watch this space. He can play up top and he can play on a wing. He's been playing on a left wing for Sociedad and scoring quite a few goals. So if this one went through, I'd be relatively pleased, and I'd be interested to see if his second spell in the Premier League, he's a bit more mature, if he could make it a success. But at the moment, I think it's just maybe some interest or faint interest. I don't think this one will happen.
How much?
He went, the deal that he went to originally on with Sociedad was for about $4 million. I think you probably have to pay double that now with his form. So I think you could get him in, especially the problems economically in Spain and a lot of clubs having to sell their players. I think you could get him in for about £8 million.
All right, so the next one's Jordan Rhodes. Where's he from and how much?
Yeah, so Jordan Rhodes from Blackburn Rovers. Rose to prominence for Huddersfield Town when he's scoring all those goals, and Blackburn were the ones that were successful in getting him in. Striker, goal machine in the lower leagues. He's translated to the Championship, so people are of the belief of, well, why can't he translate that to the Premier League? We'll be given his chance at some point. However, I do believe he's a better target for a lower league, lower position club. There is talk that if we wrap up the McCarthy deal, a lot of that cash will be spent on Wigan bidding for Rhodes to try and make him the one to get him back up into the Premier League, and that the deal might suit him because he believes that Wigan have got more chance of going back up than Blackburn. He also gets to play European football because Wigan are actually still in the Europa League competition, which is a really strange thing for a Championship side. But yeah, I think this one is more, I think he's going to Wigan. There's talk about some late interest from us, but I'm yet to see any interest from Martinez in a striker. And if there is, I don't think it'll be Jordan Rhodes.
How much?
It's different. It could be anywhere between $6 million and $15 million. You know, it depends what Blackburn hold out for and how he's rated and how much he wants to test himself at the next level. He's a bit of an unknown for me in terms of his price. Like I said, goal machine, but whether he can replicate it, if we were in for him, I'd be prepared to cough up anything around $6 or $7 million. But I've got a feeling that they'd want a little bit more than that.
All right, so the next one I've got on my list is the spaceship from The Matrix, Eva Benega. Where's he from and how much?
So Eva Benega, a personal favourite of mine. Obviously, a lot of Evertonians remember when we could have had him a few years back. We'd agreed the deal, so what we thought. We're looking to get a work permit for him, and there was some confusion there, and eventually the deal didn't get done after we'd all basically celebrated that he was coming in. Only a young kid at the time, but with a lot of talent. He's now progressed into one of the best players in the world, in my opinion. Definitely one of the best central midfielders in the world. Can do it both ways, can get back on the defence, can play deep and be a deep-lying playmaker, can play behind the striker and put in those great balls and those final balls to create goals, create something out of nothing. He's got a great shot on him as well. But I think this is just everyone having us on Twitter and little bit of talk every time transfer deadline day rolls around that there's interest in Eva Benega. Would love to say it's true, but I think this one's just a rumour, guys. But if he was looking to come, I'd be prepared to spend anything up to $15 million on him, and I think $15 million would get the job done.
Yeah, I think definitely have him. Obviously a quality player and would be one of the types that you'd want to see come into the team. But again, I agree with you. I don't think this one has any substance. I can't see it going through. The next one that I've got is Tom Ince. Where's he from and how much?
Yeah, Tommy Ince from Blackpool, ex-Liverpool. So I know that puts a few Everton supporters off as he did come through there. Youth system, and he is the son of Paul Ince, obviously ex-Liverpool player. How much? They talk around at about $8 to $9 million to get the job done. A lot of interest from Newcastle and Tottenham said that us and Aston Villa were the ones that were really interested in him early on. Newcastle then come in. They were supposed to be the front runners, and now apparently Tottenham have come in with a bid of around £8 million, and then the agreement to loan him back to Blackpool for the rest of the season. Which I just think Tottenham are just starting to take the piss with everyone. Tom Ince, I think for £8 million, I'd rather look at foreign players. You can get some real quality for £8 million in the other leagues, but I wouldn't be unhappy with him. Under 21 England winger, scores a lot of goals, can score some crackers. I think that once he develops into his body a bit more, gets a bit more strength, he'll be really a good Premier League player. But at the moment, I think we could do better right now for £8 million.
All right, so the next one I've got is Stephen Ireland from Aston Villa. How much?
Yeah, I think at the moment Aston Villa would be paying us to take him, to be honest. He's just fallen right out of favour. Had a lot of potential early on, got that big money move to Man City and was looking like he was the next big thing. Then he started refusing to play for his country and things just went downhill and, yeah, went to Aston Villa. He's been replaced in that side now. There was talk, yeah, that we were interested. I think that interest was a while ago. I think that ship sailed. And, yeah, it looks like, according to rumours, his best bet might be Middlesbrough. So, I don't think he'll be in the Premier League for much longer, which I just think is amazing because he looked like he could have been anything a couple of years ago. He's gone downhill fast.
Yeah, Stephen Ireland, who are you? No, and I'll pass. next one I've got is Agbon Lahore. Same again. How much?
Yeah, Agbon Lahore, another Aston Villa player. Personal favourite of mine. I don't know if it's because I actually like him as a player or just because he's so good on FIFA and he's normally one of the first people I buy in my career mode. But look, in all honesty, this was one that we weren't going to have on the rundown, but there has been a couple of rumours, once again, deadline day rumours, they could be nothing, but has been a couple of rumours in the last couple of hours that we've put in a cheeky bid or we've put in some a cheeky inquiry for Gabby Agbon Lahore. I would be all over this. I think he's just what we need. I think he makes things happen. He can get in there for a header. He can shoot. He's quick. He can get at defenders. He can run at defenders. He can create penalties, as we saw in the first day of the season against Arsenal. If he can get back to some of his form that we all expected, at the start of his career, then he'd be a great signing. But I don't think Aston Villa will be letting him go.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I don't think that's a potential move. I do agree that in FIFA he has got that sweaty potential, but personally for mine, I wouldn't be too interested in Agbon Lahore. I just don't think that he plays the kind of football that attracts me, and I think we're looking for a little bit more class rather than physical attributes to build on the team that we've got. So no for mine. So the next one that I've got for the last question I've got for you is a striker. I know we've been talking about that. What are your thoughts on bringing in a striker? Who would you like to see, and how much would you be prepared to spend?
Yeah, I guess everyone's a little bit scared. I think it shows that. Well, we think it's obvious that a striker's our big hole, but Martinez keeps saying that no, it's not that. We've just got to get used to the way of playing. While that's partly true, I still just think we need a number one striker. We don't have anyone that claims their spot and that really shows that, they're the number one striker and that's not up for debate. A goal machine, we need someone who knows where the sticks are and can put away those chances. I wasn't thinking we were interested in a striker. The only thing that's given me a little bit of hope is the fact that there's talk of him moving Anichebe on. There's now talk of a late interest in someone like a Vela or a Rhodes. They're not the type of striker I'd be looking for, both different strikers in their own right. I'd be looking for someone a little bit more quality. But let's all just cross our fingers and hope that in the last few hours, after all the other deals are done, there's a little bit of money left over and we can spend it. But if it was up to me, I'd be loaning Barry, buying McCarthy, and with the extra 10, 15 million that we've got left over, or if Baines goes even more, I'd be spending a good 10 to 15, even if we've got up to 20. I'd be buying a really, really good young striker to go through with these guys. And if we could get someone in like that, then I just think it'd improve us out of sight.
Anyone in mind?
No, because I think a lot of the targets have gone. Mm. I think a lot of strikers moved around around the start of the window. There was talk of us watching Mönchengladbach the other day. We thought it might have been Granit Xhaka. Might have actually been Luke de Jong. A boy can hope. But, yeah, if we got someone in like him, real talent, young, can do everything. Pacey, he's tall, can get in the box for a header. He'd probably be, for me, the best option we could get in. But, you know, once again, that could just be a pipe dream and we might not even be looking at a striker. We might be looking at the end of the window, having strengthened everywhere else, but still having those same three strikers of a Jalovic, Kone and Anichibi.
Also, rumours that Adi Bayor might be looking for a new home. What are your thoughts on possibly that as an option?
Yeah, as a player, I would take him. I think he's proven wherever he's gone, however much you rate him or not, he gets goals and he'll put in his 10 to 15 in a season, and sometimes he's proven even more. But I think the big thing for us was, or would be, Everton are really, really strict on their wage structure. Everyone gets a decent wage and we pay quite high wages, but we don't have anyone on that huge wage. And I would hate to think that we'd stop that to bring in someone like an Adebayor who's just looking for his final paycheck before he goes off to China or somewhere and retires, I guess. Yeah, so a no from me on Adebayor, although I think he'd prove useful. I think that the wages that he'd be asking for would just be, way too big.
All right, so I'll leave it at that. Our final message to Martinez would be, buy a world-class striker.
And, if we could, I think a good result for Everton would be if we can wake up tomorrow or wherever you are in the world, get to that deadline and look at the squad and say, look at the squad last year, look at the squad now. If we're stronger and in a better position, then I would be more than happy. I think that if we look weaker, then, it'd be a catastrophe.
Yeah, I think for me personally, my criteria for this transfer window would be to cash in while we can on Baines and Fellaini, try and bring in as many young players as we can, because whether you like it or not, this year is going to be a year of learning. So we can't really have expectations that we're going to make Champions League this year. Everyone's trying to adapt to the new style of Martinez. You're probably better to do that with young players who are still developing. You can still learn and adapt to change and be flexible rather than bring in a world-class striker at 28 years of age and waste the first year that you've got them learning a new system. You're better off to buy someone a little bit younger, get them used to the system, and then have them develop into that world-class player that you hope that they can be.
Yeah, and I know the place that we all would like, Roberto, I think I'm not the only one to think this, but Roberto, if you are looking at young players, look no further than the Dutch Eredivisie. I think if you're going to shop for young, cheap players, I like the fact that we're linked with Bruno Martins-Indy because it could mean that at least you're looking there, we've got scouts there. There's a lot of talent that are still to come out of that league, and I think if we could get a few of them in while they're learning the system, a couple of years before their peak, I think a few of them are going to be world-class.
Yeah, definitely go there. Martinez, final message, Villena. Tony Villena, go there, buy him. Peace out.